Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program is Tony Gaines, the CEO of Stewart's Enterprises, Inc., which represents a portfolio of beverage brands, many under impressive license, some owned outright, which are marketed using effective cross-disciplinary approaches. And Mr. Gaines, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to talking about our great brands we have between Stewart's and Hard Rock, and I appreciate your time.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and we appreciate your time as well. So for starters, can you tell us about yourself and how you got to where you are today? Let's lead it off with that to kick things off.
That would take about an hour, but I'll give you the Cliff Note elevator version. So started my career with E&J Gallo Winery. I'm a little biased. I think they're the best wine, obviously, in the world, and they're the largest by far, but started my career there. Did 20 plus years running several different things and businesses. And then I went to Anheuser-Busch, ran small format sales representing about $8 billion worth of beer sales. Then did a startup ESIG company called Logic. We sold to Japan Tobacco, did a few other things, and started a consulting business. And I was consulting Stewart's Enterprise. And they came to me with my knowledge and just said, hey, look, can you take us to the promised land? And I signed up. And I'm excited to be here with a great team.
And what little you shared with us is quite inspiring, let me tell you now. How does all that play into your current role? Get into some of those details from that perspective.
Well, the best part is, right, having all the experience I've had, 25 years in alcohol, and then a few years in manufacturing, I would say my entire career has given me the experience for this role. As you can imagine, as CEO, I have to run finance, marketing, trade marketing, sales, production. And luckily, throughout my career and all the different roles I've had, companies I've ran, including manufacturing, including global alcohol, everything I've experienced throughout my career has put me in this position. I truly do believe in karma, and everything I've done, the job changes I've made, from selling, you know, plan A, plan B, plan C is with the largest brokerage in the world, right, to Gallo carrying a bag in Chicago, Illinois. Everything I've done in my life experience has brought me to today, and I get to use that every day.
You got to love that, and not everyone can say that they can use their experience and put it into play with something that they love and that they have all the experience and knowledge in. Good stuff. Now, what brands are in the Stewart's portfolio? Hit on some of those brands, if you would.
Sure. So the first one is our namesake, if you will, Stewart's, which Stewart's is an iconic brand, been around now for 98 years, making exceptionally well-enjoyed craft sodas. So if you spend a lot of time on the East Coast, you've had the Stewart's root beer. You've had the Stewart's Orange Cream, Key Lime, Black Cherry. It's a staple. It's an amazing product. Again, been around 98 years. Well, we had the rights to purchase it, which we did. So we own everything of Stewart's except for the soda, which is licensed by Keurig Dr. Pepper or KDP. So we can do anything with Stewart's we'd like. And so we make a wonderful, sensational soda brand that we have spiked with either a fermented alcohol or you can use distilled, but we've chosen fermented on the Stewart's brand because it really bodes well for the history of the brand of Stewart's, right? So you're just adding more flavoring in the sense of a fermented alcohol. So we make a couple versions, a low calorie, full flavored, again, root beer, orange cream. So lower calories, 100 calorie, that would be on the light side. And then through a collaboration with a very large chain out of Arkansas, which I'll let the listeners figure that one out, we came up with a full flavored, full calorie, if you will, sensational, almost like a dessert. And when I say a dessert, you can have two, three of them. It's not over alcohol, 4.5 to 5.5, but you truly get that 98-year nostalgic taste and color of a soda. So you're drinking a root beer with a nice little kick, as opposed to the lower calorie brand, which is going to be a little clearer. You're going to get the same the same flavoring, but not as much of the heavy sugars, if you will. So you can have, well, as many as you can consume and enjoy. I'll just put it that way rather than say too many. But that's Stewart's. And if you'd like me to keep going, the other one is Hard Rock. So obviously an iconic brand, 51 years old, came out of England, which a lot of people don't know where Hard Rock started. So now owned by the Seminole Indians out of Florida, Hard Rock is a global brand, top 10 recognized brand overall, still the number one selling t-shirt. So we have a licensing agreement with Hard Rock on our Hard Rock Expert cocktails, and we produce and sell that around the world. And we have a few items there. We have the Hard Rock cocktails, low calorie, which is 100 calorie to 120 calorie, more of your cocktail seltzer in that sense, where it's a cocktail flavoring, lower calorie, that's been out for almost a year. And then more recently, we came out with expert cocktails at an 8%, but with distilled spirits. So the difference between fermented spirits and distilled spirits, you can look it up. It'll take a while to explain, but you know, one has to be fermented first and then it becomes the distilled. So we have an 8% margarita, mojito, and a mule that is 8% spirit-based that replaces something where a bartender or you at home would take, you know, 20 minutes to make that perfect margarita, as an example. We've done that and put it in a can. And then we also have the iconic drink with, if you will, Hard Rock, Hurricane, in a lower calorie, still great tasting that you would get in a bar or home, however, or in New Orleans if you spend a little time there. However, in a 12-ounce can at a lower calorie and a 6% alcohol, compared to say like a normal seltzer, which would be 4 to 5, this is a 6% ready-to-drink cocktail made with fermented spirit.
Certainly do appreciate the report, and you're visiting with us here today to let us know what's going on behind Stewart's Enterprises, Inc. Today, we're joined by Tony Gaines, the CEO of Stewart's Enterprises, Inc., which represents a portfolio of beverage brands here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, also, how are you applying beer portfolio marketing strategies here? Talk to us about that.
Well, it's great that you bring that up. So the lower calorie fresh product, if you will, tends to be LDA, so legal drinking age, 21 to 35. So we spend a lot of time on social, just kind of trying to meet that consumer. And then we do sponsorships. Well, Stewart's, as an example, was the official beverage of Spikeball. And if you don't know Spikeball, it's made for the younger at heart because it's fast-paced and exciting. It's the new cornhole, as I like to say, but we're the official sponsor. So we use our lower calorie on that sense. So again, social media, liquid the lips, as we call it, at the events and the parties. We also are blessed to have the spike of the day. And obviously the winning team gets showered with Stewart's, as you would a champagne. So we have that as well with Spikeball. And that's on ESPN, ESPN2, throughout the summer and the fall. So we do that traditional marketing with Stewart's. And then Hard Rock, a little bit different, again, social, but Hard Rock screams music. So, for example, we're sponsoring the British Music Fest in Hyde Park in June. We are sponsoring another music festival here in May in Daytona, which is Welcome to Rockville. And then we'll sponsor several concerts and events around the country, again, when it comes to music, because Hard Rock screams that nostalgic music, whether it be new wave or older tunes, if you will. So those are how we market those traditionally just as I did when I was at Budweiser or E&J Gallo. And then the one brand we didn't talk about is a brand we have called Bounce Back, which is made with 17 vitamins and minerals, which replenishes your body after a long night out consuming whatever you enjoy, but it kind of helps you rebuild those vitamins and minerals in your body. So you'll see that this summer with our product where we'll stack it next to it to kind of say, hey, look, if you do possibly overdo it, here's something that'll help you bounce back for tomorrow.
A lot of exciting things going on over there and a lot of great ideas as well. Now, how are all these strategies working out? Give us some details on that if you don't mind.
Well, I think it's on the Stewart's World, it's going exceptionally well. There's already been a couple of events. Our websites are now up and running, hardrockcocktails.com, stewartspiked.com. They're going exceptionally well. We're getting a lot of feedback. We're starting to work on e-com. And the best part for a manufacturer of alcohol or producer of alcohol, it's how you do with distribution. And we call it tier one distributors. We're excited to announce that we're getting calls all the time, whether it be Breakthrough Beverage, Southern Wine and Spirits, Johnson Brothers, Hayden, Empire. These are tier one distributors. And a lot of people might not know the legalities in the US, you have to use a three-tier system. So when you get calls from distributors to carry your products, because the retailers are asking for it, it's working. So when you see it on TV, on ESPN, when you see it at the concerts, people are asking for it. And that's the best way to move your product forward is word of mouth, and it's working. And the same internationally, I'm on LinkedIn a lot, and I get probably one or two LinkedIn messages a day, really, asking to carry the product around the world. So we're launching in Australia, Asia, Greece, Germany, Switzerland, Poland, the UK, Ireland, all this summer. And it's just exciting to see the outreach we're getting from the consumers to help drive that.
Yeah, that always helps the customer and the consumer driving the marketing strategies. You can't beat word of mouth marketing in those regards and that approach. And I'm hoping that listeners also have learned something from your approach and insight shared here today. As we conclude, anything else you'd like to share, a closing thought, a takeaway or a tip per our conversation today?
Yeah, just in general, like entrepreneurs and sales, and I will say, especially after COVID and, you know, someone who's been around as long as I have for, 30 years in CPG is, just in general, right? The thought is treat others as you want to be treated, be good, put your head down and just work hard and success comes. It really does. And I think in general, as entrepreneurs think about these things and what they do, don't ever give up. As Jimmy V would say, don't ever give up. And, different situation here, but just keep at it, keep the faith and work hard and the results will come.
The perfect place to conclude today. Really do appreciate your visit, Mr. Gaines. If listeners wanted to get more information on Stewart's Enterprises, Inc., where is the best place online to get further information?
Best is email, tony.gaines@stewartspiked.com is my email. And LinkedIn, just look up Tony Gaines. If you want to see on Instagram, we have Stewart CEO or Gaines150 is Instagram. Those are the best ways to get a hold of me. Obviously, LinkedIn I see every day and my email I see every day, but those are the best ways to get a hold of me.
And that certainly works, and we'll include these links and all links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Gaines, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Tony Gaines, the CEO of Stewart's Enterprises, Inc., which represents a portfolio of beverage brands. And for further details, you can visit stewartspiked.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.